Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So I've returned to Starbeck to visit Christopher Nixon Optometrist. Hello, Chris.
Hello there, Beth.
We have been joined by a guest who people may have heard on the show before. Hello to Professor Bernie Chang.
Hello.
So what are we here to talk about today then, Chris? What's going on?
Well, at our last meeting, Beth, we had Christine Finney very kindly came in to discuss her a lid problem. But at the time, we started chatting about runny eyes, and really putting the lid right for Mrs. Finney is only a small part of Bernie's work. And I thought it'd be, let's get him back in, because I get patients in with runny eyes. Sometimes, if it's both runny eyes, it may well be dry eyes, which I can perhaps advise them on how to, you know, manage. But if it's a more of a mechanical runny eye, I run to Bernie Chang.
Mm-hmm. And nice use of the word run there, Chris.
So perhaps we can ask Bernie a little bit how he approaches that. When we say unilateral, we mean a one runny eye rather than both runny eyes. So over to you, Bernie.
Thank you again. Essentially, epiphora or a runny eye is quite an important symptom that patients will describe if there is an underlying eye problem. When it comes to runny eyes, there really is only two reasons why our eyes will water. The first is if something is irritating the eye, what we call secondary epiphora.
Which we all know, if you get a bit of grit in your eye, you immediately know it's there.
Yes, exactly. So the tears are there for a reason, and they're usually there to protect our eyes. And if there's anything at all that's irritating the eye, then our eyes will start to water. And it could be something as you say, as simple as something getting into the eye, a bit of grit, which our tears will try to wash out. But it could be something more serious. You know, you could have a condition like Mrs. Feeney had, where the eyelid was rolling inwards, so the lashes were irritating the eye, making the eye water. Or there could be inflammation along the eyelids, what we call blepharitis, that might be causing your eyes to produce more tears. The other reason why our eyes will water is if there is a problem with the outflow of tears. So we all produce a certain amount of tears, which we're able to blink away, and it drains away through a drainage system from the eyelids into the nose. And if there is a problem with the outflow...
I never knew that. So it goes from your eyes into your nose.
Yes.
Does that mean, this is going to sound a bit gross, but does that mean that your snot is actually tears?
No.
No?
The
Beth.
We have a lining inside our nose, much like the one we have in our mouth, called a mucus lining. And when our noses run, it's because of overproduction of that mucus. And again, that might be due to irritation, or if we have a viral infection like a cold. So no, normally the snot that we get is unrelated to the eyes.
Okay, right, that's good.
But it's also why sometimes when you put drops in your eyes, you can taste the drops. And that's because the drop will eventually end up being drained away through the nose to the back of our mouth. And obviously that's why we can taste the drops that we put in sometimes.
It's all very connected, isn't it?
Absolutely. So if there is a problem with the outflow, then the eyes will water, and there's also a risk of infection as well, unless the problem is fixed.
The way that you get your patients is often by being referred from people like Chris here. How important is it that you two work closely together, and that if somebody comes in with a problem to you, Chris, that you have Bernie to turn to?
Oh, it's incredibly important. I believe there's sort of seven subspecialities in ophthalmology. So it's important that people like myself refer that patient along the right route to the right ophthalmologist. Often I'll say to my patients who come in with a problem, you know, it's not right for me to diagnose it. I can tell them there is a problem, but I'd like to refer them to a specialist who will investigate it further. And that's the appropriate action I should take.
I think the relationship between optometrists and ophthalmologists is very important for eye health in general. Because as hospital specialists, you know, we will only get to see the patients that are referred to us. And so we're very reliant on knowledgeable, experienced opticians and optometrists to pick up conditions, eye conditions in the community. And obviously, in some conditions, the quicker we can see patients, the more likely we are to be able to help them, but also to preserve sight.
And is that something that Chris Nixon gets?
Oh, he gets it right all the time.
Oh, that's very kind. We try. You can guess Bernie is passionate about what he does. Mm. That was clearly coming across there in what he was describing. And I'm going to ask him how he came to be so interested in oculoplastics.
Gosh, that's going back a long way. I think the main reason why it's different is that what you do and the outcomes that you get is very visible. A lot of ophthalmology, you know, deals with cataracts, where after the surgery, actually, you can't see. You know, the patients will tell you they can see better. But when you look at a patient, you don't really know what difference you've made to their lives. Whereas something like oculoplastic surgery is so visual, and you know, you have to get things right. And I suppose it's because I'm a bit of a perfectionist, really. That it's one of the subspecialties that I chose, because if I don't get the results right, it's staring me in the face. So it helps me to strive to be as good as I can be.
Well, thank you very much for all your hard work. Yeah, as we heard last month, Christine had a problem with her eyes, and she came through Christopher Nixon and she came straight over to you. And I hope we're going to catch up with her in the future and find out how it's gone. But both of you, thank you very much. And of course, if they want to find out more about what you do, Chris, they just search online Christopher Nixon and they shall find you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Beth.
Thank you very much again for having
thank
me.
You.
Oh, no, thank you, Bernie.
Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.